Welcome to the Fit Life with MJ podcast, where you'll learn how to become the most unstoppable, healthy, fit, and confident version of yourself your way. Listen in as I drop weekly real and raw solo episodes and interviews with industry professionals covering all things fitness, mindset, and personal development to inspire and teach you how to get results and level up on your terms. I'm your host, MJ, certified personal trainer, nutrition, mindset, and personal development coach. I cannot wait to share today's episode with you. So let's get into it. Hello, fam. Welcome back to the Fit Life with MJ podcast. I am here with a super special guest today, my dad's who are with the mums of the Fit Fam and anyone who is in my community, and also any mums, single mums as well, are going to super highly benefit from this episode. Steve is the founder of Australia, or probably the world's largest growing dads community, helping dads thrive in parenthood. So strap yourselves in. This is going to be a really good episode. I can't wait. Steve and I know each other through mutual friends, and this guy is just an absolute legend, a heart of gold, and I can't wait for you guys to hear everything he has to say about just thriving through parenthood. So, Steve, please introduce yourself to our listeners. Introduce the dad's community. Tell us about your kids, how old they are. Go for it.
Yeah, beautiful. So, Stephen Hurst, and you'll see my son just jotting off then. His name's Kai. And I've got my daughter. Come and say good day. And that's Taylor. They're 8 and 7. And
No, 8 and 6.
Well, 8 and 6, I should say. I've been corrected. So, but yeah, I'm always corrected. We call that dad life. but yes, it's I run a community of dads of about 2,300 plus. I've created it within a year, and I've got some big visions, and now I've got other dads as well within the community behind me that also want to share that vision as well. They feel empowered, and that's what it's about, empowering men and dads to be obviously more fulfilled, better human beings, be able to give back to community as well, which is incredible. So,
that's me. I love that. I love everything that you're about, and I think this is so special too, because there just aren't enough initiatives out there to help dads feel supported. And, you know, as we know, men typically do tend to feel like they can't turn to anyone or show vulnerability or show when they're struggling. So what you're doing is just magical. I'd love to know Pardon?
Yeah, keep going.
I thought you asked me a question while I was still going. I'd love to know what... There's a bit of a sound delay, I think, but we'll make it work. It's all good. I'd love to know what life was like before you started the dad's community. What triggered you to actually get this initiative going?
Yeah, so for me, I was just like most men, just sort of in daily life, in their standard job. No means to an end, really, just battling hard, trying to survive, provide, you know, obviously opportunities for your kids and your partner, and not knowing much else. So I was in the corporate world, a trainer, assessor, team leader, coach, anything you can be. Pretty much that was me. I've been doing that for a long while. But for me, I guess that was in Brisbane mainly. And for that, and why did I really start the community, really? For me, I had a lot going on in my world, and I just realized, like, for myself, that, more important things were coming into my world. And, you know, my kid's mum had a brain tumor at the time, and that was really hard on us as a family. And then, you know, we realized within about a year of her getting better after that, we realized obviously the marriage wasn't working, and we separated, went our own ways. The kids went with the mum, and for me, I just realized I was feeling, I guess, not on purpose anymore. unfulfilled, and I knew I had to change things drastically for myself. So, which was important to do. And yeah, I just realized, like, for myself, I love being a dad. You know, obviously, I wanted to create a community for men because I didn't want them to be alone like I was for a long while. After my marriage ended, I felt alone in all my struggles, and I just wanted to be able to have a tight-knit community for these dads to be able to connect, talk about their challenges and their values each and every day, and get that emotional support that they need so they can be their best self. So you probably hear my son in the background.
Playing all sorts of games.
Yes. Can you be off that, mate?
No.
Or turn it on mute, please.
Yeah, so there you go. That's dad life.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. Oh, just the changes that you've made to their lives.
Sorry, Jay. Won't be a moment.
Never a dull moment, even for a podcast episode.
Never a dull moment in my world.
I'll turn the volume down.
Okay, I'm back.
Love. Oh, perfect example. What do you find that most of the men in your dad's community join for? Like, what brings them to you, and what are some of the main improvements that they see?
Yeah, so for them really is to be able to feel like they're not alone in this world with their challenges and their problems. And, you know, I guess when COVID happened, a lot of people went isolated, brought a lot of mental health issues. A lot of people were separating. Relationships were going down the gurgler. People were feeling lost within themselves. And I guess, you know, that's also been the case for a long while. It's just heightened through the COVID period, I guess. For me, yeah, it was just a really needed thing to happen. And these men now have a place where they don't feel alone. They feel connected, whether it's in person at events or online through the community itself. So, yeah.
Yeah. I love that you're able to have that online presence and also that in-person community where the guys can actually get together in real life and communicate and network as well and just support each other. It's beautiful on both levels. It just helps you reach a lot of people globally as well.
Yes.
You find?
Definitely.
Yeah. What are some of the biggest improvements you see these dads having in their lives after joining the community?
Yeah, so for them, you know, their confidence goes up, their worth goes up, they feel that emotional support that was once voided. It's a safe space where they're not being judged, so they can actually talk about their feelings and emotions and also listen to others. They're able to give back to other dads, other men as well, and that's fulfilling on its own, being able to give without expectation. I think that's quite important. So. And that just flows on to the people around them as well, their kids, their partners, just equally, like I said, themselves is just important. So, yeah, there's a lot to gain.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of that. Most of my listeners are mums and females, but definitely there's probably a lot listening who would be either resonating with this themselves or know that, you know, there's a man in their life or even their partner themselves that would benefit from hearing a lot of this. So I'm loving that insight into just, you know, the power of connection and communication for men and having that supportive network and just not being afraid to jump into it, you know, and actually go there. Yeah. I'd love to actually explore that with you. Is that something you've found with any men that you've connected with who've had any sort of hesitancy to join the community because they're afraid of letting that guard down?
Yeah, correct. It means there's a lot of vulnerability to be able to step and have the courage to connect with other men, other dads. Like, you know, basically they're connecting with strangers. They don't, you know, nothing's comfortable about it. It's all unfamiliar. And, yeah, that can breed a, you know, a lot of worries and concerns in their mind, giving meanings to thoughts that aren't true as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously once though they do step into that, they're greeted with open arms and, you know, within a, you know, a couple of meetups in person, they're feeling great. Like I said, the vulnerability on the page is massive. So they see a normal man being vulnerable about his emotions and feelings and challenges, and they're like, wow, that's not so bad, is it? And, you know, maybe I can do the same, because they see the comments and support that is behind these dads when they are being vulnerable, and it means a lot. So, yeah, it's hesitant, yes, of course. I think that's only normal, but then from there, it becomes a normal thing once they step out in that uncomfort zone. Sometimes the pain has to be that much for them where they've got no choice but to do it. And sometimes they need that little bit of a push by loved ones, but eventually when they do it, they're better for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I know there'd be a lot of, because I'm kind of the same in terms of letting my vulnerability show, and I'm a girl. So in some cases, we expect that to be easier for girls. So there's very little expectation on men to let that guard down and show that they need help. And I love how you've got that space there to just for guys to come into, and understanding that, you know, once you overcome that first hurdle of the fear of letting that vulnerability show, it's all safe houses from there. So yeah, hopefully that encourages correct. A lot more guys to start stepping forward.
And one benefit we have at the events and stuff as well. What was that question, MJ?
Oh, I thought what you said was one of the biggest benefits of the live events has been helping guys bring that wall down and actually embrace.
Correct, and it has been. And also their kids being able to see their dads being, you know, just emotionally available to other dads. I think that's a great thing.
Yeah.
It's something for them to look up to feel safe when they're seeing their dads.
Yes, I love that you just went there, because that's such a big thing. Like, the only way that we're going to let society evolve into fully accepting masculine vulnerability is for the kids to see it from their dads, because then they grow up with it. And then it just sort of grows from there. So, yeah, absolutely. I love that. Oh, it's such a special thing to think of, just the benefit that the kids are going to get from this as well.
Oh, it's, yeah, like, I just want to change, just generational change, you know. It's, you know, you lead from the front, and then you hopefully a few dads will follow, which they are. They've been great men stepping up for themselves, and then their kids, you know, like, when they see their dad in such a happy place, then they brighten up. You see it all the time at the events. You know, I get kids all the time thanking myself, you know, they're smiling, they're happy with their dads, where previously they may have not felt as safe, but because they've seen their dad sort of step up and be emotionally available and have the courage to do that, then the kids just, they're going along for the ride, and they're, you know, their energy's being picked up and they're feeling safe. And they're just finding that joy again, which kids should find, you know, and should have.
Absolutely, yeah, and I feel like that just opens the kids up to more opportunities in their later life as well, because they're going to be less closed off, do you find?
Yep, correct. Like, for, I guess, when you're, the people you're looking up to in your world or your environment is a certain way where they're closed off and emotionally inward, and, you know, then you're either most likely going to end up the same. But if you've got someone who's, you know, open, a good communicator, talks about their feelings, being vulnerable, owning their crap as well, you know, when they do stuff up, and taking action upon that, I think that's so important. And that's a great example to be for your children. Because for me, I always talk to these dads, and I just don't, like, for me, I know they love and care for their children. And the last thing they want to do is see their children go through the mental anguish that they're going through. But the only way to change for your kids not to be that is change yourself within yourself, and taking ownership of your stuff and then taking action So then your kids can live their best life because you're being the role model that, you know, you want your kids to be.
Yes, absolutely. It's like the age old, you know, do as I say, not as I do. It just doesn't work. Like, you've got to emulate the actions you want your kids to embrace so that Correct. They can get the outcomes from those actions. Aww. Hugs for dad.
Oh, no, hey. Isn't this the perfect podcast? Seriously, for dads. It's could anything go like Wynwood right now? I know.
Love. Oh, goodness me. So tell me then, from your own, because I know a lot of the dads in your community have obviously seen a lot of changes, which I'll get you to talk about as well. But what's life like for you now, since you've implemented everything that you teach and that you stand for in the dads community? What are some of the biggest improvements you've seen with your family life since then?
Yeah, like, honestly, for me, obviously, being a leader of this community, I have to step up and embody everything. And for me, I've realized what's truly important. You know, obviously, before I was chasing that, you know, that lifestyle, you know, materialistic lifestyle. And now I realize none of that's important. What is the most important thing is being present with your kids like we are now. As frustrating it is when I'm trying to be present, you know, like, you know, obviously, you can see how safe my kids are with me. So, and it doesn't cost anything at all, you know, like, literally, this is what dads do. They wrestle, they play with their kids, they do all the fun things. And, like, honestly, right now, what time is it? 2:25. I would not be able to do that because I would normally be at a desk in the city, you know what I mean? So, it's pretty awesome.
It's very awesome. I love that, like, your son there just, like, jumping over you. I know a lot of guys personally, and I know that means there's so many more out there who would have absolutely snapped at that and just, like, screamed at the child and made that child retreat inwards and fear touching other people, fear putting themselves out there.
Yeah.
Is that something you've had to grow through yourself? Do you feel like you've had that transition personally?
Yeah, like, my patience levels, like, you know, like, my threshold is larger now, so I can, obviously, I'm more patient because for me, at the moment, I'm on purpose, I'm on my vision, which is great. So, like, in the past, I wasn't on purpose, so I was just working to amends to an eat, and then I was coming home exhausted, you know, I felt, I guess, not appreciated, not valued. And then, but now, you know, obviously I'm more relaxed a little bit, you know, I'm looking after myself a little bit more, which is great. And my mindset and my health and, you know, like, I can actually, I shouldn't say tolerate these sort of things, but, it's a lot easier. Yeah.
Exactly. And it comes down to your base level, like, state of mind. I think exactly what you were just touching on then before. You weren't on purpose. You were just grinding out at a meaningless desk job. You weren't fulfilled. That's all, like, I can see a lot of people listening to this thinking that's all well and good. You know, you've left your job. Obviously, you started a community. Not everyone is able to go out and do that and just work from home. Correct. But also, in saying that, what work did you do internally? What are some of the main things you did? He's really piling on now.
Yeah. Oh, what are some of the big main time things it's a big game, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. What are some of the main things you did internally that have helped you make that transition into being more relaxed and more tolerant?
Yeah, so for me, a lot. I guess nature was a big thing, getting out of nature and getting grounded. Something I never had the time to do in the past. So realizing the power of just being by the water, just grounded, you know, no shoes on, being, you know, in nature. Like, I think that's really powerful. Communicating, you know, being vulnerable about my feelings a lot, you know, so I'm not suppressing it and I'm not manifesting it in a much worse way.
Yes.
And then exploding later on, like a lot of men can do. And I guess for me as well is just educating myself, constantly being a, you know, a student of life, as they say, you know, just there's an area I can get better at, you know, constantly look at and go, okay, you know, like, how can I learn about this right now? What tools are, you know, at the end of my fingertips, which we're so blessed to have it these days, you know, you can watch audio books, podcasts, you know, just utilising that time to do that is quite important. And you know, obviously being around people that are good-hearted people, I think that that's really important, that want the best for you. So your environment of people, that's probably the number one, is getting around people that want the best for you, that keep you accountable, that or you also want to drive to a high standard similar to like themselves, and just having that upbeat positive conversations about life and wanting to be better and do better. I think that's quite important. So that's sort of, there's other things, but they're the main things for me.
I love that. And it's so accessible too, what you're saying, that like, I think one of the biggest barriers for a lot of guys, like we were touching on before, is they don't want to show that vulnerability in showing that they need to learn or that they want to change. And so they stay stuck in this cycle of just suppressing their emotions, not dealing with it, not learning how to alleviate it or getting themselves in environments to help them alleviate it. Because as we all say, you know, the environment that you're around manifests the person that you become.
Right.
So, yeah, I think anyone who's listening to this and is... Sorry?
No, keep going.
You've got good balance.
Keep going. I've got a frog on my shoulder.
Actually. anyone who's listening to this and is thinking, okay, well, that's awesome, but how do I actually do this? I guess would just be to just... allow yourself to learn, allow yourself to go out and, you know, get into nature and accept the fact that you need to create mental space for yourself to calm down and relax your mind on a general scale and be with people who are doing the same.
Correct. So
you can manifest your own reality from that.
That's it. Because you got to imagine, like, we're in a world that's so overly stimulated, so much information, not always a positive information as well. It's wired a certain way, it's full on. So if you can find that mental space for yourself, get out in nature, could be even going to the gym, putting your headphones in, you know, whatever it may be. Sometimes you need to implement certain things to find that mental space, but it's also removing distractions, you know, that aren't so great. So on your social media as well, like, you know, making sure that you're you're looking at positive, uplifting stuff, stuff that adds value, not stuff that, you know, brings you down, you know, or doesn't inspire you. And same with TV, you know, you don't watch the news and stuff because it's wired, you know, in a negative aspect because that's what sells, you know, and creates fear. Yep. You know, you want to avoid the fear in the world because that obviously stops you from, you know, taking that leap of faith into things. So, yeah, I think it's important.
100%. Yes, I love that you just went there and about the news.
Speaking of space.
Too. Like, obviously, the news does... Pardon?
Yeah, I was saying, speaking of space, I've finally got some space away from the kids, so we'll see when that lasts.
They've gone off to find something else to do.
Yep, someone else to annoy, probably.
Oh, they're so adorable. I love it. Yeah. Oh, the news, yeah, they do. They want to keep us stuck in this fear mentality so that we stay small-minded and we don't want to go after big goals and, well, we're too scared to take big steps and big risks. So, yeah, I love that that's something that you touch on too. You also spoke to taking care of yourself, and I know this is a big thing. A lot of people who are just in a go, go, go mentality, just pushing through, just struggling to just, you know, one foot after the other. Talk to me about what you've done to take care of your health and the benefits that you've seen in that, how it's helped you as a dad and the other dads in the community, how they've done the same.
Yeah, so for me, it's constantly exercising, whether it's at the gym, walking. You know, I've always carrying around a water bottle with me, keeping that up. You know, just trying to eat right, do right, I guess. You know, that's something I guess you can't, not can't, but that's something I was finding really, really hard to do when, you know, I was at my old job, You know, it's just you're just going through the motions, you know, and, you know, I guess you don't have that mental clarity to realize what's important and what isn't. You know, you're just trying to do your best to get through the day, and you're not realizing, hang on, I've got to take time out for myself, instead of putting in, I guess, you know, everyone else in front of you, because I realize now I can't look after my kids or, you know, anyone else around me or the community if I'm not, you know, my best version. And, you know, I've just got out of hospital because I was pushing myself too hard. So, you know, and, you know, that was one example of that. So, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Because, I mean, there's one version of pushing yourself too hard, like pushing a boulder up a hill, living a life that doesn't feel aligned. But then on the flip side of that, you've found yourself doing what you love and your passion project, which is the dad's community, but then pouring your heart and soul into that also then tipped the scales the other way and caused health issues in that regard. Yeah. So for anyone who's listening to this, I guess, what's been the biggest wake-up call you had when that happened, when you ended up in hospital?
All I could think about was my kids. Like at the end of the day, it was just my kids. I was just lying there going, gee, I hope I'm around for my kids, you know. And I just realised, I need to really start taking care of myself a little bit more. You know, I still need to look at working, trying to set boundaries, because I just want to help and serve everyone, you know what I mean? And, you know, but it's, you know, it can be that detriment to my own health and same for others too, you know. So, but mainly for me, honestly, when I was laying in that bed, it was just like my kids, you know. It's just like, what would they do without me, you know? So, who could they jump all over and, you know, gnaw the crap out of me?
Yeah, it definitely puts things into perspective, doesn't it?
Oh, it definitely does.
In cases like that, and I guess in the dad's communities, I know you use a lot of your own experience, and a lot of the dads talk and share their own experiences to help each other overcome the struggles that they're going through. Yeah. Do you have any methods in there that...
Sorry.
Do you have any methods in the dad's community that help the dads overcome certain issues, whether it's like, I don't know, professional input from people coming in and hosting live videos and things like that to talk to the guys?
Yeah, all the time. You know, we get, you know, people all the time doing live videos, you know, sharing stuff, you know, useful stuff, important stuff, being vulnerable, you know, tools and skills. And, you know, it's just an incredible, incredible space. So, yeah, there's all sorts of things happening. We do live 7 a.m.s. You know, I've got another dad supporting me in that area now too, which is incredible. And he's doing his and he's stepped up. But yeah, we just have occasionally, yeah, just random dads coming on and just, you know, speaking vulnerably and stepping up, which is great. So, yeah.
I love it. It's exactly what it says it is. It's a dad's community. Just men helping men be dads, be fulfilled parents.
Yep.
Yeah. Because you've got some one-to-one clients that you work with as a coach, don't you? You work as a one-to-one coach with some of your dads. What are some of the main things you focus on for them in those coaching sessions?
Yeah, they're all uniquely different in their own, I guess, you know. For me, them being, you know, yes, they're dads, they're men, but they're also uniquely their own human being with different backgrounds and history and past and environments. So it's very intuitive, I find. And, you know, it could involve beasts. Firstly, you start off as a sounding board. You get to know them a little bit. You want to know their values, what's important to them in the world and their life, and know what's in their environment. You know, their kids, have they got co-parenting? Have they got a partner? Where they're working? You know, what's important to them? And then it all opens up. And then, you know, you're just trying to create that safe space, that trust as well, which is really, really important. So, I think that's... quite important to be able to do those things. So it could be goal setting, accountability, and creating visions that are important for them. And yeah, it's just really making sure that they're trying to be their best version each and every day, and just becoming a happier, better, you know, human being for themselves and their kids, I guess. And, you know, I bring on my own experience, my own wisdom. Sometimes I reach out to others to be able to help me, to be able to help them. But it's also myself being very vulnerable with them as well. I think that that creates that trust in that safe space and knowing, hey, I've gone through what you've gone through. It's okay. You'll be okay. Maybe try this and that. So, yeah, that's sort of what I look at with these men, these dads.
Yeah, I love that. I'm the same with my one-to-one girls. Everyone, and even my membership girls, everything is just so unique. Everyone is so unique, and everyone's needs are differing. So just knowing that there's someone there like you, if they want to reach out for that one-to-one support, and I guess a lot of the dads and mums listening as well, that, you know, you're not alone, even though you feel like you are. There's other people out there going through the same things, and there's always someone to talk to, but the key is to just let that wall down and start talking.
Yeah, correct. 100%. It's just let that wall down, start talking. You know, just the only way you can build a really healthy relationship with someone is just being real and open and vulnerable and being transparent, because that's where the trust is built. So, you know, people know when your energy is off or when you're hiding something, you know, like it will eventually come out. So it's just, you know, that's what I like to do with my clients, you know, these dads, is just be who I am, be real. I tell them when I screw up, you know, all the time. You know, it's, and dads, I can tell you what, we live, and mums are probably the same, but we live with a lot of guilt, you know, about certain things we do or say, or when we're not present with our kids. And, you know, I share that stuff, you know, like all the time with these dads. You know, I say, you know, what I've done in the past, you know, what I did yesterday, last night, how I feel about it. But I also try and tell them that there's no point sitting in that guilt and shame. You know, we've got to shift through it and be, you know, quickly push through it, because otherwise you can't sit in that I call low vibrational energy, because you can't attract good things in your world if you're in that energy. So I think that's really important.
Exactly. Yes. I love, I'm all about vibrational frequencies and like attracts like, in terms of energy, and just you've got to be what you want to attract in. And you can do that by getting yourself into environments where that vibe already is. Yeah, I love that. It's just, you know, not boxing yourself off and not closing off to the world. But I think what I love about your community as well is because a lot of things like this, where you do access other people and network and communicate with people, is face-to-face, which can be very confronting for someone who's still at that needing to bring their walls down stage. So things like your group, because it's a Facebook group. I don't know if I've actually mentioned it's on Facebook. But it's a great way to just be able to get in there, see what's going on, chill in the background, warm yourself up, and then, you know, drop a comment here and there and let your wall down gradually until that you get to the point where you're actually talking and you know, easing yourself into it step by step. I think that's what I love about what you do. That point of difference there. Do you find a lot of guys do that?
Yeah, thank you. Yes. What I like to offer is just a very casual, you know, way of doing things. You know, it's there's no pressure. It's just everything's just very lighthearted. And, like you get a lot of dads will eventually come to these, you know, events that we run in person, and they've been on the page for like 6-7 months watching things closely. But they just haven't had the courage to step out. But then they finally see, you know, more men at the in-person events. They see people showing up, and they, you know, they start to get the courage to go, hang on, I'm going to do this. You know, I hear it all the time that they've been following myself or the dad's community for some time, but they felt a bit, I guess, anxious about showing up. You also see it online, as you mentioned, you know, eventually a comment will drop, you know, and it's like, oh, yeah. Like, I haven't seen that person before, but you look into them, they've been there for 8 months, you know, and eventually they're going to use it as a space to be able to, I guess, a tool or whatever it may be, you know, to be able to help them evolve, hopefully. So, yeah, I think that's super important.
Yeah, absolutely. And everyone's welcome. I'd love just a little off the cuff. This isn't something that I pre-warned you that I was going to ask you, but I'd love to know. I love just giving out little handy tips to help people just get started, you know. What would be your best piece of advice for dads who, I guess, say in the moment, say before, when the kids were climbing all over you and throwing pillows in your face and things like that, and you were so cool, calm and collected, and a lot of men would be in that situation and just about to spontaneously combust. Like, what's your best piece of advice?
I was feeling it.
No, but the important thing is,
I was feeling
is,
it,
like,
but you know what? They're just kids, aren't they? You know?
Exactly. And you've got yourself to a place now where you can recognize that emotion and actually step back and assess it and go, well, actually blowing up at the kids is going to be counterproductive to them and me. What would be your best piece of advice to help dads in that moment to mitigate their emotions if they feel like they're about to just erupt, but they don't want to and they don't know how to control it?
Yeah. Remember, the best way is remember how you feel after you erupt, you know. Remember those moments of feeling that guilt, you know what I mean, that shame, because they do. They like you got, unless you've got no heart, you will feel like that after. And, yeah, for me, you don't want that feeling again at all. You know, you never want that feeling to come up. Like, and that's what I do. I go, when I go to do something, like, hang on, how will I feel after? You know, I feel awful, so I'm not going to do it. You know what I mean? Like, it's that pain that we get. So, but emotional pain is worse than any physical pain you can ever have, I think, and I feel. So, that's the best advice I can give anyone is just remember that feeling you get when you're not your best version, when you're not calm and collected or regulated, when you're, you know, you're being a parent with your children, you know. That's the best advice I can give.
I love that. Yeah. And what could be something they could do instead that's going to help them get through the situation without exploding up? What are some things that you would encourage them to say or do in the moment to try and calm their children down and stop them from doing whatever it is that's aggravating them?
Yeah.
What do you find
works
best
things.
For you?
I breathe a lot. So for me, I deep breathe through a lot, and I try and smile as well a lot. You probably see me through this whole thing smiling. Probably a lot
it's
of
funny how that
inhaling,
works, though, isn't
a lot of exhaling breath. Oh yeah, definitely has to. It's got no choice to make it to use it. So sometimes you just have to step away, you know, like, and come back later to it. Like, if they're just saying, look, you know, we're gonna, you know, if they're not behaving, whatever, okay, I'm gonna speak to you in 20 minutes. And then, you know, and give them the look, or give them a certain look, you know. And, you know, just stepping away from that energy, you know, removing yourself from a situation. That can be with kids, with a partner, with any relationship. You've just got to step away at a real heightened emotional place. If you can't use those tools and skills, like I said, the breathing, you know, smiling, thinking positive thoughts as well in your mind, just being aware of the situation. Like, you know, my children, you know, I pre-planned it, pre-warned them, like, I'm going to be doing this. So, you know, I told them, you got to be good, you know. But
they knew
kids,
they had a stage to perform
as soon as
on.
You say that. Oh, big time. Attention. They love tension. So, best advice there.
Yeah, I love that advice too, because I think it's so important, because I feel from what I've seen and from a lot of parents that I speak to, finding that exploding at your children and getting angry at them and yelling at them in the moment not only doesn't really get them to do what you want them to do anyway, but it can actually cause them to act out more often, mostly out of fear and their inability to understand what that fear is in their younger years. Do you find that? Yeah,
definitely. Well, I had a moment the other night where I had a moment the other night where I was able to, for me, I wasn't at my best version, you know. I was pretty stressed, and you know, I raised my voice at my daughter, and the guilt and shame I felt for that was terrible. But all I could do was say sorry and get out of that energy and move forward and show the man that safe dad that my daughter deserves to have. So we're never perfect, you know. We do slip up on the odd occasion. So that's just important to know that, you know, you are human being, you're not perfect. It's just doing things less, you know. It's less erupting, you know. It's being more calm and present and regulated. That's all you can really do is just constantly be aware and try and be better. And when you do stuff up, just you're a human being, but just try and be better. That's all.
Yeah. 100%. That trying to be better, I love that sentence, because I think there'd be a lot of mums who are going to get their partners or get some guys to listen to this who need to hear it, and they'll probably take on what you said before and, you know, smile when the kids are being naughty a couple of times, or they'll take a few deep breaths and three, you know, one or two times in, they'll go, oh, this isn't working, I haven't changed at all, I'm still angry, not realising that you've actually got to put in that mindset time, like we were talking about before, create space for yourself, get yourself out in nature, get grounded, and breathe, and smile, and all of the things together are what help you become more calm in each day. Does that sound right? Oh, we've got a little bit of sound disturbance here. I think it might be from the laptop.
Yeah, it sounds like a bit of a storm happening at the moment. We've been hit
really?
By a storm.
Where are you?
I know. So no kid storms, real storms now. So that's a bit of a dad joke.
Are you in Brisbane at the moment? You're in Brisbane at the moment, are you?
Yeah, I'm in middle of Brisbane, North Brisbane.
There's a big
That's
storm.
So funny.
I know, there's a big storm, sweetie.
An hour and a half down the road and the sun is out. Kind of.
Yep.
Interesting.
So
wow,
strange, eh?
Yeah, wow. Oh, well, I mean, I feel like we've pretty much covered everything we needed to for our chat anyway. Just in case the storm makes your internet drop out, we can wrap up.
Yep.
I have absolutely loved the advice that you've been giving, the insights into what's available to help dads out there who are struggling, and just to know that they're not alone and all they need to do is reach out. So I'll get you to share your social media locations where people can find you, and then I'll drop them into the show notes for everyone, and then we'll sign off. Where can people find you? Facebook and Instagram mostly, yeah?
Sounds good. Can't really hear you because of the storm, but the kids think there's a tornado coming.
Oh, goodness
we'll
me.
There,
okay,
though.
So the storm's pretty bad. So sound is a bit of a struggle at the moment. So I will drop the links to Steve's contacts in the show notes for you guys, for Facebook, for the community, and for Instagram. So you can follow him both on there and reach out to him if you feel like you'd love to chat about his community or his services. Otherwise, fam, thank you so much for listening. This has been so much fun. I've absolutely loved chatting to you today, Steve. Thank you so much for joining me and us, and for bringing the kids.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, don't forget, do not keep this episode to yourself. If you know anyone who would benefit from hearing this, please tell them about the episode, share the link to them, or take a screenshot and share it to your stories. And please, if you've got time, we would love it if you could pop over to the platform you're listening on and leave us a 5-star review to help us get up there in the ranks and reach and help more people who are looking for health and wellness podcasts, as always. Links to my virtual will be in the show notes for you as well. Until next time, fam, thanks for tuning in, and I'll talk to you all in the next episode. Bye for now.